Good morning. Another pleasant start to the day across interior New York and New England, with comfortable temperatures in the 50s and lower 60s with low humidity. A little bit of fog forming this morning, but not quite as much as yesterday morning. And temperatures will begin to climb back through the 60s and into the 70s, with the sun getting higher in the sky through the middle and latter part of the morning. This afternoon's highs will be a bit warmer than yesterday and make it back into the middle 80s again, though, with comfortable humidity. A south breeze tonight will keep temperatures in the lower to mid-60s for overnight lows, and it'll stay dry with that high-pressure center still in control. And with the high dominating into the day tomorrow, we'll round out the work week with mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. Some clouds and humidity will begin to creep in as we go through the afternoon and into the evening hours. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the west, where a front will approach from the Midwest and Great Lakes. The front is not scheduled to arrive until late Friday night or Saturday morning, and that's when we'll see increased chances for a few showers or thunderstorms. With a little bit of energy lingering into the day Saturday, we still run the risk at a few showers and storms, although mainly dry weather, with highs in the mid-80s. Behind the front, the humidity will come back down on Sunday. We'll go back to full sunshine, and temperatures will be in the lower 80s. In fact, a couple more beautiful days early next week on Monday and Tuesday. Sunny skies, lower to mid-80s, before readings climb through the 80s with increasing humidity by the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Earl, which made landfall at 2 a.m. local time near Belize City and is now located about 50 miles southwest of the city. A turn toward the west-northwest and a decrease in forward speed are expected later today. On the forecast track, the center of Earl is expected to move across central and northern Belize this morning, across northern Guatemala and the southern Yucatan Peninsula later today, and be near or over the southern Bay of Campeche by tomorrow night. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional weakening is expected as the center moves further inland. Earl is forecast to weaken to a tropical storm later this morning and into a tropical depression by tomorrow morning. Earl is expected to produce total rain accumulation of 8 to 12 inches over portions of Belize, Honduras, Guatemala, and the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico through tomorrow night. Isolated maximum amounts of 18 inches are possible in Belize and Mexico. These rains could result in life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 48 degrees with a west wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, clear skies, sunshine, and 60 degrees, the dew point 57, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.16 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 60. The average temperature 72, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 1.32 inches for the month, which is still 93 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 20.83 inches for the year, which is 2.25 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1955, and the record low, 46, in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:11 p.m., 14 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny skies and warm temperatures today with low humidity and high temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 60s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks. Sunny skies today and warm temperatures. The humidity will stay low with high temperatures in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 60. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm today with low humidity, high temperatures in the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and warm today with low humidity and high temperatures in the middle 80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny skies to start, some clouds mixing in later, still dry through the day with a touch more humidity, highs in the middle to upper 80s. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms Friday night, and a couple of leftover showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny, lower humidity Sunday, lower 80s. Staying nice on Monday with sunny skies, lower 80s, before the humidity comes back Tuesday. Mostly sunny skies, mid to upper 80s. And on Wednesday, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.